I believe that every person in this room is struggling with something. No matter how good your life is, meron tayong onting reklamo. There is a complaint in our heart. But you know what? That's why we're human. Because we're so imperfect. There's always something that's gonna be wrong in our life. Would you agree with me? And that's why we're in a pilgrim journey. And as long as we're journeying with the Lord, there will be ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs, up and down. But here's the thing. Every Sunday is a reminder that Easter is coming. Every Sunday is a reminder of Easter, which means every week we are reminded that someday all our pain, all our suffering, all our tears will be over. In lahat po ng luha, lahat ng hirap, lahat ng puyat, lahat ng pagod na binigay mo at na-experience mo, matatapos din. So, may this Sunday morning, may we be reminded that we are loved, that God loves every person in this family. That, say this with me, I am loved. God loves me totally, completely, perfectly. Let's give God a big clap offering. My name is Brother J. Paul Hernandez, and I'm the feast builder here, and I want to tell you, welcome home. Please tell the person beside you, welcome home. If this is your first time at the Feast Magnolia, please raise your hand. We just want to welcome you. Welcome home. Amen. If you're beside a first-time attendee, can you hug them? Just welcome them. Tickle them. So, yes, there are complaints in our hearts. Do you agree? But there's always space for gratitude. So, can I ask you to just calm down your hearts and think about 5 blessings? Let's pray. Jesus, I'm excited. Because no matter how many complaints I have, your blessings are chasing after me. Your mercy is new every morning. I am loved. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's healing and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I am God's beloved. I am God's servant. I am God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Last Sunday, we celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday, and we're still in the Easter season. So, may 3 Sundays tayo na meron pa. And there's more. Tell the person beside you, but wait, there's more. Alam mo, ganun si Lord mag-bless eh. Hindi pwedeng isa lang. When you receive a blessing, our temptation sometimes, ala, kung binless ako ni Lord, ibig sabihin may problemang parating. Na-experience yun na ba yun? Lord, tama na yung blessing, baka hindi ko kayanin. But can we shift our mindset? Can you say the word shift? When you receive a blessing, can you say this instead? But wait, there's more. So sabi mo sa katabi mo, but wait, there's more. Easter has to be our way of life. Kasi maraming Pinoy, ang favorite natin is agony in the garden. Because Christian anthropology dictates in Filipino Catholic culture, if you're suffering and in pain, it means you're Catholic. But the truth is, what really makes us Catholic, ask me what? Easter. That Jesus suffered, died, and rose again. Mahilig tayo umiyak eh. Because Lord, that's the telenovela eh. Mahilig tayo pag namatay yung ganyan. But we kind of forget that there is a resurrected King and we will resurrect with Him someday. So that is why we will preach about this. Easter is our way of life. And we're gonna preach about Easter blessings. It's the best season to ask for blessings. Why? Because this is the Easter season. Dude, kung kaya mabuhay ng Diyos sa pagkapatay, ano ba yung bayaran niya yung utang mo? Yung sakit mo? Ano bang kaya niyang palaguin yung blessing mo? So if you're waiting, there's a reason for the waiting. But if God can resurrect from the dead, chong, yung pinagdadaanan mo, maliit na bagay sa kanya yun. Do I hear an amen? Let's read the word. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way unto Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. Farmers, we are better together. We are stronger together. We are healthier together. We are happier together. We are richer together. In short, walang iwanan. Lord, I pray for every person in this room that we will not only receive one miracle for one person, but every person in this room receives your miracle. Every person listening to this word will receive your miracle. And Lord, I ask you to surprise us. We trust in you because if you can resurrect from the dead, you can resurrect our dreams, our family, our finances, our health. Nothing is impossible with you. This I pray in Jesus' name. If you're done hugging, please take your seats.
Easter people.
Can you kurot the person beside you? Bakit tayo gigil, ha? Can you tell that person, Easter looks good on you? Sabihin mo rin sa kanya, tama na ang Good Friday. Easter looks good on you. In the next coming weeks, next 3 weeks, we're going to declare something from one of the best church fathers in history and one of my favorite saints, Saint Augustine. And so meron tayong Easter message and meron tayong special message for today, but the whole theme of the 3 weeks is this. Ask me what? We are an Easter people and hallelujah is our song. Because if you're Easter people, there's always, you find a way to be happy. You find a way to be blessed. So our talk one is about we are an Easter church. We're an East, talk two is we are an Easter family. And talk three is I am an Easter individual. Today we'll discuss about talk one. We are an Easter church. Last series, the last month, we talked about the Corinth church and yung mga issue nila. So, meron silang 5 problems. How many? So, I'll just recap. So, doon tayo, yun yung jumping point natin. So, their issues were cliques instead of community, proud of sexual sin, idol food, gifted but divisive, and number 5, some rejected bodily resurrection. You know, from that season in the Corinth church in the 1st century AD until now, one good reality is this. In church history, all churches, all communities, all organizations, all people were all messy. Lahat tayo magulo, Lahat tayo marupok. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo. Grabe, ginudge nyo na. Sabi ko, tignan nyo lang eh. My dear family, my dear farmers, my dear family, God is patient with messy people. God is merciful to you and me. The problems of the current Corinth church are actual problems of different organizations even today. Meron mga anti-growth attitudes. What are these? Disunited through division. In companies, di ba? Kanya-kanyang department, kanya-kanyang division, kanya-kanyang organization. Tapos, desecrated to carnality. Medyo hedonistic ang buhay. Number three, derailed through majoring on the minor. We make the unimportant things the important things instead of focusing on the goal and the purpose. Number four, our problem is we're addicted to, for sometimes the church, minsan we think that serving in community is serving God. Serving community is just one part of loving God. Number five, our problem is sometimes we're over-spiritualizing things. Tinignan ka lang nung crush mo, Lord, siya na one true love ko. Yung mga ganun. Lord, magre-resign na ba ako? Pag umulap mamaya, magre-resign na ako. Guess what? Kahit anong gawin mo, may ulap. Diba? So, pag nakita ka na ulap, magre-resign na ako. Lord, thank you. Tapos pag nag-fail ka, Lord, bakit ganun? Friends, ang daming problema. As a people, ang gulo natin. Do you agree with me? May iba nagreklamo sa akin sa dating feast. Bro, masyadong matigas yung upuan. Tapos pagkakabi ko dito tayo sa Magnolia, bro, masyadong malambot yung upuan. Masyadong malamig, ngayon masyadong mainit. Yung ganyan, lahing ako. Bro, masyadong mahal yung pagkain dun sa Novotel, dito tayo. Masyadong mura dito. Grabe. Si Ten yun, si Ten. Joke lang, Ten. Hindi, joke lang, inaasar ko lang siya. It's so hard to please people. Do you agree with me? Kasi lahat nga tayo may reklamo. And because we're broken people. Ito na lang aminin natin. Pwede. Gusto mo dumali buhay mo? Ask me how. Stop pretending that you're perfect. Stop giving an image or illusion that you got everything. Tanongin mo yung katabi mo, ikaw ba si Lord? Mary, Saint Joseph. Level 3. So, friends, but before we think about other people, before we care for others, tayo palang mismo ang dami nating problema. Do you agree with me? Before we, can I share? So, nag-isip ako, since may 5 problems sa church, organization, ano kayong mga 5 problems ko today? Can I share with you? Number 1 problem ko every single day, morning, lunch, afternoon, evening. Pinaka-problema ko ngayon, ang init. Grabe, ang init talaga. Alam mo yung one halo-halo is not enough. Yung ganoon. Pag naghalo-halo ka, kailangan 2 scoops, may extra scoop ka ng ice cream pa para sa'yo lang. Yung ganyan. Ube. Tapos ang favorite ko minsan, yung ube ice cream tsaka vanilla ice cream, pag naghalo sila sa halo-halo mo. Tapos masaya ka for 30 minutes. Tapos pagkatapos ng halo-halo, naiinitan ka na ulit. Yun lang. And now, you know, health problems. You know, my wife had a very complicated pregnancy, after pregnancy, and we really touched our savings. Talagang hirap na hirap kami. And health is such an issue. Do you agree with me? Ang hirap magkasakit. In the Philippines, bawal kang magkasakit pag mahirap ka. Do you agree with me? Number 3, related to that, ang gastos. I was reviewing something. Ask me what? Dati, pre-pandemic, ang Green Hills, pagka 250 ang collection niya, total collection, sobra-sobra na yung pera. Like, ang dami pa nating nabibigay. Ang Feast Green Hills, pag 250K a month ang collection, dami na nating nabibigay sa district na pera. Ganun yung situation. Mamaya, I'll report to you during the love offering. You know, our collection last month was 301,000. Kulang pa ng 4K. Mutang pa rin tayo. Anong point? Ganun ka mahal ngayon. Ramdam mo ba yung expense? Yes? Ngayon pag kumain kami ng family ko, parang 1.5 is not enough. The other day, biglang mag-Tokyo-Tokyo tayo.
Parang mura lang. Bakit? Ba't ramen nagi price to? Parang ganun.
Life, it's expensive. Do you agree? Number four, you know, I had to sacrifice something, my personal business for family business during the pandemic. And now rebuilding my brand, rebuilding my business, so hard because there are people who are cheaper than me. And they're, yung parang sa gitna ka. So it's so hard. I have to work times three in business now to make ends meet. Have you experienced that for the people who were working in business? And number five, I mean, I have parents, I have in-laws, and I have children. Ang hirap ng sandwich ka na, yung generation. Ito yung struggle eh, di ba? So, wala lang. Daming, ito yung mga reklamo ko everyday sa asawa ko. Pinatayan nila ang prompter. Nabuhay siya ulit. Hirap. And this, pero ang totoo, lahat ng problema to are symptoms of a deeper issue. My temptation, or my issue really is this. Can I share with you? It's to rely on myself. Because feeling ko superhero ako. Feeling ko kaya ko lahat. Feeling ko onting puyat lang masasolve na yan. Onting ganito pa, masasolve lahat. But the longer I stay in this mindset, you know what happens? God will allow me to be pushed over the edge. Sometimes God allows you to be pushed outside of your comfort zone to the point that you will be on your knees and beg for His help. Not because God is a masochist, but because He knows you can't do it alone. Because He knows that life is better with Him. That He knows that if you trust in Him, the best is yet to. Hawakan mo naman yung kamay ng katabi mo. Can I ask for a favor? Can you allow God and provide for it? Durugin mo yung kamay niya at sabihin mo sa kanya, magpamahal ka kay Lord or else. My dear farmers, alam ko ba't kayo umaten dito. Ask me why. Kasi para-paraw tayo ng issue. Bawasan natin ang self-reliance. Let God, let go, hampasin mo ulit yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo sa kanya, allow God to surprise you. My dear family, can this be the spirit of our heart? In good times and in bad times, can you allow God to surprise you? Can you say, Lord, I don't know what's happening, but my blessing is coming. I don't know, Lord, bakit ako umiiyak ngayon, but di ko alam paano babayaran ang credit card ko, but I know that you are in charge. You will surprise me. Do I hear an amen? So if we have personal problems, family problems, work problems, what should we do? Simple lang. We surrender together. You know, as One Feast Magnolia, ang problema mo hindi lang sa'yo. We're not silos. Hindi tayo corporation. We are a community. Sabi mo nga, we are not a corporation. We are a community. Whether you like it or not, whether trip mo yung katabi mo or hindi mo trip yung katabi mo, we're connected like family. We support each other as God's mystical body. What do we need to do to avail of God's grace? Ask me what? We need to embrace the Easter way of life as a church. Let's reflect. Sabi, rather living than living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ, whom the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament. With the proper functioning of each part brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. So there are five parts on this scripture. Five Easter graces. How many? So synergy, spirituality, sanity, sincerity, simplicity. Let's discuss. We'll break it down and divide it into five. Are you ready? Tell the person beside you, I'm ready. Number one, synergy. We should grow in every way, joined and held together, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. In November 2022, comeback ko sa fitness life. Nag-Spartan kami ng, yung Spartan race, maraming FOD singles kasama ko and some couples. Nag-comeback to fitness life kami. So we went on a race, 22 kilometers siya ng bundok sa Rizal. We were carrying each other, pero something happened. Sometimes you have plans, but then tell the person beside you, something happens. One friend of ours, na-injure siya 10 kilometer point sa taas ng bundok sa San Mateo. So, layo namin. Tapos inakay ko siya, nag-akayan kami, ako sa kaliwa, tong bro, tapos si Midler sa kanan, inakay namin siya for 10 kilometers, tatlong hills hanggang makababa kami for 3 hours. Tanda-handa kami, we were one step. Talagang iniisip ko na, Lord, may NPA kaya dito? Yung ganun na kasi talagang tagal namin, wala kaming pinupuntahan, yung ganyan. But here's the thing, walang iwanan. We won together. We grow together. Why am I sharing this? Ask me why. Your win is my win, and my win is your win. If you have a new house, we will celebrate with you. Even if we don't have a house yet. Why? Because your house means that the people in this community will be next. If you have a baby and somebody's not yet praying, we will be happy for that new family. Ask me why. Because it means I'm next. If you can travel, we'll be happy for that person. It means I'm next. Friends, we celebrate each other's wins even if we're struggling. Ask me why. Because your win is my win, and my win is your win. Even, amen, let's give God a big clap offering. Friends, kahit umiiyak tayo dahil may problema tayo, we can be happy for other people. Number 2, spirituality. We should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ. Last Sunday, so yung pillars or the core leaders or the top leaders of Feast Magnolia, every Sunday after the feast, yung light group namin, yung small group namin. So sabi namin, sabi ko, tara, dun tayo sa public eatery para makatipid tayo. Well, may choice ako, tapos pinili ni Jack. Sabi, okay, si Jack to ha, siya sinisisi ko. Dun tayo sa public eatery, tapos sabi ni May Rone, kasi marami palang May dito. Sabi ni Myron, hindi naman mura sa public eatery eh. Tapos parang anyway. Well, subjective ang mura. So, friends, ang hirap, ang challenge sa LG namin is iba-iba kami ng diet. May vegan, may isang allergic sa gluten, tapos ako mahilig sa karne. Yung ganun, so talagang iba-iba, but we adjust. And why am I sharing this? Because with my light group, we laugh together. Akala nyo, pag umupo kami sa LG, serious talk? Hindi po. Ngayon, ang favorite hobby namin every light group is this. Ask me what? Asa rin si Tita May na ikakasal na ang panganay niya. That is for 1 hour, our joy. Kanyang baby boy. Talagang yun ang aming excitement every LG. Pero ngayon, kinakabahan na din ako. Ask me why? Sa akin na pupunta pa nga asar kasi may baby girl na ako. Bro, may mangliligaw dyan ko. Ay, nako. Why am I sharing this? Because in a small group, we talk about God, we journey with God, but you know how you do one way of knowing that you're growing in Christ is the way you laugh. If you can have fun in the middle of the storm because you can laugh at your problems because God is in charge. Small announcement, seeing it ko na. We're slowly launching different light groups from youth to singles, basically womb to tomb. We want to create small groups here at the feast for every person. Para may kasama ka, para hindi ka nag-iisa. Our goal is for you to have your own light group. Amen? Number 3, sanity. Rather, living the truth in love. May papakita lang video sa inyo. Nag-deadlift ako the other day. Nagulat ako because 2.5 months akong wala sa workout dahil nag-paternity leave ako. So ito lang yung video ko. Pakitang gilas lang ako. Sige, wag na lang. Okay na. Hindi aabot. 305 pounds yan. So, gusto ko lang pakitang gilas na sabihin sa misis ko, worth it yung binabayad natin. So, I'm sharing this because I was surprised because before, syempre, mabigat siya. Tapos ngayon, yung 2 reps ng 305, nagulat talaga ako, like, galing ah. Parang gaan na niya. And And I'm sharing this because I am a person, I need to move, I need to work out to keep my sanity. And one realization is this, I like pain. May saltik ako eh. Ganun talaga pag sanay ka sa pain, nasaktan sa buhay, hinahanap mo yung sakit. Di ba? So kunyari, mga marupok dito, laging gusto nyo nasaktan, yung pinipiling mga taong may red flag, mag-workout tayo. Kasi gusto natin yung sakit eh. Gusto natin umiiyak tayo, gusto natin durugan tayo, yan, sama-sama tayo. I'm taking care of my body with more sleep. I try to sleep. Sometimes I like to eat well and physical movement. Alam nyo, anong nakakalungkot? Masaya naman siya. I learned to love to eat. Ito. Igising ako sa umaga, I drink turmeric tea, tapos yogurt ka, tapos pag gusto mong kanin ka na, pero alam mo yung sarap kasi, pag kumain ka ng kanin tsaka pansit kanton, na-experience na ba yun? Ang sarap nun eh. Carbs, on carbs on carbs, yung ganun. Tapos, mag-omelet na lang ako, yung ganyan. Well, simple lang kasi, isa lang kidney ko. I have to be super duper intentional in taking care of my body. Because I want to be sane. I want to grow old strong. I want to grow old serving the Lord. I want to serve God until my last dying breath. Ni-imagine ko, kung hindi na ako makalakad, kung hindi ko na mataas kamay ko, paano ako magtutok nang hahawakan ko yung mic? Yung ganun, I really want to give my life to the Lord. Wherever He sends me, I will go. But I have to take care of myself to be available for God. I want to be my healthiest self so that I can serve God until my dying breath. Friends, living the truth in God's love is offering every, can you say the word, every area of your life for God's glory. Hindi pwedeng work lang or family lang. Every area of your life is for God's glory. Number 4, sincerity. Masarap yun sa baba. Fried chicken, oyster cake, nako. Panagutom na ako. Babe, alam na. Saan tayo kakain mamaya? You know, in the feast, with the proper functioning of each part, in every feast, there's one builder. Or minsan, pag maraming feast in one area, maraming builders. Pare-pareho kami ng skill set, preaching, leadership, management, nagkakatalo-talo na lang sa gwapo at gandang lalaki. Wala ako sinasabi, ah. Okay, paglalaban ko, maganda, misis. Wala sila dito eh. Ako bida. So, sometimes, my brother builder and I don't agree. Totoo po yan. Why? Because there are times in the meeting na I'm feeling insecure, they're feeling insecure. We're not perfect. Am I making sense? Totoo lang po, imperfect kaming tao. At meron pong isang builder na pinakamalakas mang asar sa FOD. Hindi ko kilala sino yun. But here's one thing for sure. No matter how much we disagree, we make mistakes, we sometimes compare, we let go. Part of our call to universal holiness or personal holiness is this. Ask me what? No matter how competitiveness we are with each other at times, not all the time, or no matter how broken and insecure we are as leaders, we let go of that to protect each other. Kahit minsan may tampuhan. Minsan merong, I promise you this, minsan may kinainisan akong builder, tapos may lumap, alam mo paano ako tinitempt talaga, inis na inis ako sa builder na to, tapos biglang may lalapit na isang feast attendees from another feast, sabihin, alam mo bro, si ganitong builder, napakasama niyang tao, hindi namaman. Tapos parang ako, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is... Kasi, syempre, the natural temptation is gatungan yung inis niya kasi inis ka din. But then you have to really Hail Mary and surrender your inis. Hindi. Masama talaga siya. Yung ganun. But we protect each other. No matter how much we sometimes don't like each other. And you know why I know this? Ask me why. Because LOJ, the Light of Jesus Family, is 45 years old. In the last 45 years, wala pang breakaway community sa The Feast. Here's our one rule from Brother Bo. Ask me what? We'd rather make mistakes in the event or in the team, but we'll never be wrong in loving people. Kaya po minsan, may mga delays in movement or events in the feast. Alam niyo po bakit? Kasi mas importante relationship than results. Kasi, pagdating sa heaven, hindi naman tatanungin ni Lord sino mas maganda ilaw or sound system eh. Ang tanong ni Lord, kamusta relationships mo on earth? Do I hear an amen? Friends, my brother builders and I, we are different people, but we are building God's kingdom together and we're happy to serve all of you. Number 5, simplicity. In every way, into Him. The other day, nasa parking lot kami. Tapos sa parking kami, naghihintay kami. Tapos napatingin lang ako sa misis ko, gandang-ganda ako sa kanya. Sa remember ko sabi ng OB namin, wag muna kayong pabuntis ulit. Parang ganyan. Yun talaga naisip ko. And I was looking at my baby girl and my baby boy. And I realized, I have everything. Every material blessing is a bonus. I am whole. A phone, a business, investments, they don't complete me. They're just bonuses. You put your hand on your chest. Say this with me. I am already whole. Everything else is a blessing. You know what the devil wants? Is to say that you're not complete. To say that iPhone 15 is not good enough, that you need to have iPhone 15 Pro Max, 1 terabyte, fully paid to be complete. And then pag nabili mo yan, you need this laptop to be complete. Hindi pwedeng pick up yung kotse mo lang. Kailangan may van ka, may lahat ng klase ng kotse. That's what the devil wants. So us to have that feeling na pag wala to, kulang ka. Do you agree with me? I know this because I was born with one kidney. And God says every time I pray, hindi ka kulang, kumpleto ka. Kasi anak kita. So just in case, brothers and sisters, you feel that you are not whole, that you're not good enough, that life is lacking, I want to preach this to you. Because you are the child of God, you have everything you need. Everything is already provided for. God's blessings are chasing after you. I want to end with this story. While looking at my daughter's beautiful face the other day, gandang-ganda ako sa kanya. Gandang-ganda ako sa... Lalo na pag tinignan ka ni Mary, yung mata niya, ibang klase, it's silver gray yung eyeballs niya. So pag tinignan ko siya, nakakalimutan ko, umiyak nga pala. Yung ganun, kasi nakaganun lang talaga ako minsan. Ganda niya. Tapos binibib, huy. Ako nga pala. So talagang, I'm really mesmerized. Darling ko siya. And I just really thank God for the gift of life. You see, we had Gregory early in our marriage. 1 month after, buntis na kami. Or 1.5 months after, buntis na kami. But after Gregory, we had 2 consecutive miscarriages. And every time my wife gets pregnant, her life is at risk. She has postpartum preeclampsia in the province called Binat. Since dumating na kami sa point nung first birth namin is, like, onti na lang malapit na siya mag-seizure and then organ failure. Kung miracle na buhay siya. Masamang damo yan eh. And I was reflecting all of these things. Alam nyo, kung hindi kami part ng feast, kung hindi kami part ng light of Jesus, sa lahat na pinagdaanan namin the last 10 years, nag-give up na kami. Alam mo, sabi ko nun, nung talagang we were in the critical moment in the ER of Cardinal, nung first eclampsia ni Viv, Lord, pag kinuha mo si Viv, aalis ako. Ganun. I was not in the builder ako nito, ha. Preacher ako, author ako, I was leading. Sabi ko, I was hostage. Kala mo naman kung sino ka eh, no? Parang, sometimes ganun yung pride natin. Do you agree with me? Pag kinuha mo yung misis ko, aalis ako. That's how broken I am. Buti na lang din niya kinuha, pero that was my the disposition of my heart. But if we were not part of community, with all our trials and tribulations, umalis na kami. Anong point nito? The ministry saves the minister. Na minsan kahit pagod na pagod na pagod ka na, sometimes that pagod in ministry is what saves your life. Kasi pag wala tayo sa akap ng Diyos, akap ng community, dun tayo nadadali. There are many days I feel like giving up, but being part of this community, simple lang. Every Sunday, I have to preach. Kailangan kong, kung ano man yung galit ko ng Tuesday to Friday, kailangan kong lumuhod sa Adoration Chapel. Lord, binibigay ko na sa tayo kasi kailangan kong mag-preach on Sunday. You know, just that accountability that I have to preach, I have to meet my light group, I have to do discipleship. No matter how angry I am, I have to deal with it kasi haharap ako sa Diyos. So, I am the farthest person from being a saint. But this ministry saves me. Do you want to be stronger? Never leave this community. No matter how imperfect we are, be connected. When there is a light group for single moms, single parents, for couples, for singles, for youth, whatever light group, for seniors, lahat ng light group natin na ilo-launch, be part of it. Alam mo yung missionaries natin, pinipressure ko talaga, tayo na tayo ng mission. Alam niyo bakit? Ask me why. Because I remember when I was 13 years old, I wanted to die. Gusto ko na magpakamatay. Kung ano bang point ng buhay na to? Everyday masama ang loob ko sa bahay. I felt that our home was unsafe. But it was the youth ministry who saved my soul. So, ang point ko sa mga missionary, hindi ko lang kayo pinipressure ngayon, pero ito yung gigil ko. Because there's a kid like me in every household, in every school, na willing na gumive up sa buhay and kailangan nila tayo eh. Because, alam mo ang trabaho natin, why we're doing this? Ask me why. We're gonna bring people to heaven. Every soul matters. There are people who wanna commit suicide, they wanna be addicted, they wanna give up, they wanna do this and that. Because they don't have hope in life, and that's why we're here. Kahit ang mahal ng pinabayad natin, gigising tayo maagad, service natin, healing mass, ganito ganyan, daming ginagawa, music video. We do it because one soul matters. Your soul matters, and the people outside, they matter. One day when all is said and done, it will not be about the results. It will be about the relationships we bring to heaven. Friends, we build each other up. We're better together. We're gonna bring souls to heaven. One day we will see. There will be people going to heaven. Sa kaliwa niya si Saint Joseph, sa kanan niya si Mama Mary. And you will say this, I was part of that journey. I was part of that story. You know, your company, your business, tatapos lahat yan. But eternity is forever. And every soul matters. And maybe you're telling me, bro, hindi ako worship leader, pa-cute lang ako, maganda lang ako, gwapo lang ako. Alam mo, yung kagwapuhan mo will bring people to heaven. Your beauty will bring people to heaven. Friends, that's why we do this. Lahat ng pagod, hirap at sacrifice for one soul at a time. Understand that? You'll inhale. Exhale. I'm going to ask our worship leader to lead you to worship. And I invite you to make a commitment to the Lord as we worship now. Lord, I don't know what my purpose here in this community, but I will say yes. Lead me and I will follow. Do I hear an amen? because we owe it to our souls, we owe it to the souls of our family, and the souls we will bring.